Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to talk about the July issue of AJN. On the cover this month, we have an illustration of GI microbiota, which I'm sure as you're listening, unless you see the cover, you may not be able to picture this. But it's actually a very pretty drawing. And we have this on in relation to our CE article on health and the human microbiome, and it's a primer for nurses and anyone who wants to know more about what is becoming a very hot topic in not just in biology and in physiology, but in medicine, as we understand more and more about the role of the microbiome in health and disease. This article provides an overview of the current state of what we know about the human microbiome and focuses on the microbiota in the GI tract and the vagina, two of the most commonly studied body sites, and discusses implications for nursing practice. There's also a podcast in connection with the article. I interviewed the lead author, Katie McElroy, and had a very interesting conversation about how she got involved in looking at this, at the microbiome, and talking about some of the newer implications for clinical practice. Betsy, do you want to talk a little bit about the other CE on post-stroke depression?
Yes, great. This is titled Early Intervention in Patients with Post-Stroke Depression. Nearly a third of stroke survivors experience depression, and it's associated with longer hospital stays, poor physical and cognitive recovery, poor quality of life, higher rates of morbidity and mortality, and even high caregiver distress. Unfortunately, it often goes unrecognized and untreated. So the authors of this article explain how to identify post-stroke depression, and they offer several different kinds of screening tools used in different situations, depending, for example, on whether the patient is aphasic or not aphasic. And they also talk about various therapeutic interventions that can help in the management of depression in patients after stroke. It's a really nice practical article.
Another practical article, or at least explains the practical implications of what's happening in the U.S., is a clinical feature on the growing need for diverse blood donors. And in this article, we look at or the chief nurse of the American Red Cross, Linda McIntyre, looks at how changing demographics in the U.S. necessitate an increase in more ethnically diverse blood donors. We know that the more closely one can match blood, the less chance for transfusion reactions. And so this article does talk about that. It does talk about transfusion reactions and how we can better promote contributions and blood donations from diverse populations in the U.S. Betsy, how about the other two main features?
Yes, great. We have an ethical issue discussed here, ethical nursing care when the terminally ill patient seeks death. This is a really interesting piece. It offers perspectives on the assessment of a patient's wish or request to die, reviews many ethical questions raised by assisted suicide, and summarizes the current state of the law, all of this so that nurses can better understand how nursing care can best be provided to a patient requesting death.
Yeah, one of the interesting things I thought about the article was the question of terminology in terms of assisted suicide versus assisted dying and physician-assisted death, et cetera, and there's a lot of controversy about just what even to call it. Mm-hmm. And we have one more special feature.
Yes, the other special feature this month is, could emotional intelligence make patients safer? A lot of people are familiar with this term right now, and this author goes into it and addresses how emotional intelligence, basically our ability to recognize and manage our own emotions and recognize and understand the emotions of others, might be a skill that can help nurses to actually have better communication with patients and other members of the healthcare team. So it's interesting food for thought.
And we also have in the July issue our usual news, AJN Reports, which this month is on medical tourism, a Cochrane collaboration review on does chewing gum promote bowel function after cesarean section. We also have Drug Watch, of course, Art of Nursing, Reflections. And we also have a Safety Monitor, which discusses reports on omission of high alert medications, and a wonderful profile written by one of our editors, Diane Zulecki, with an interview on an interview with a hospice nurse who was there really when it all started back in the day. So we hope you will look at the July issue online or on the iPad or in print. And please do visit us on Facebook at AJN Facebook AJN Fans, our blog AJN Off the Charts, and follow us on Twitter. Until August, you can contact me, Sean Kennedy, at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And I'm at betsy.todd@walterskluwer.com.
So have a good month and happy 4th of July.